Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
8:02. Lovely text following the interview we just had with Braden Cook from the Crows, 0427 154 166. What about Braden, the Captain Cook? Good nickname.
Yeah, I like it.
But there's only one captain, and that's you, Mark Bickley. So we can't steal that one from you. We have On The Mark in a few moments' time, but what we like to do on a Tuesday morning, because there's so many footy shows, well, Mark Bickley steps in, and he makes sure you know exactly what's going on.
Every Monday evening, more than 4 million Australians choose to spend time watching shows about footy. Find out what Mark Bickley was supposed to be watching on Gogglebix.
Now, just quickly before we get started on Gogglebix, Will just sent a text in saying, Bix, getting excited about someone on TV saying something sensible, very on brand. Well, this is the part of Gogglebix where we actually filter a lot of the rubbish that goes on.
So much rubbish.
A lot of rubbish. We filter it down to bring the very sharpest stuff so that you don't have to watch 5 hours of TV.
I agree with you. And everyone's so time poor at the moment. So what you're doing is a service to everybody, Bix.
Exactly right. Okay. Now, the big talking point was Zach Butters and also Matt Crouch and how there could be a difference between the two. One got suspended one game. That was Matt Crouch and Zach Butters, no case to answer. Let's have a listen, first of all, to Michael Christian on the Zach Butters bump.
Zach Butters came in to contest the ball. He had both hands down. He had his eyes on the ball and, in fact, touched the ball with his left hand. And in our judgment, believe that he was contesting the ball in a genuine manner.
Mm. So there you go. That's the explanation of that. David King saw it slightly differently. This was on First Crack.
Well, I want to know whether we're protecting the head or we're protecting the Brownlow. Because we have talked about this and talked about this until we're blue in the face. And the duty of care discussion comes up. And it's regarding Zach Butters getting cleared, and it's regarding Matt Crouch just getting the 1 week. And I'm over it. I really am. It was the Trent Cotchin Mark II, the one for Zach Butters. And we were told at the time, once we'd corrected all the head trauma, once the legal side of things had started, that if that action happened again, it would be a penalty. Well, I think if it was Jimmy Webster, he gets 4 weeks. But because it's Zach Butters and he's in contention for all the major awards and he's a star factor player, we go into a different mode. We find ourselves making excuses.
There you go, David King. Not sure Webster gets 4 weeks for that, but a bit of sensationalism there. But this is where we start to get sensible. Chris Scott, who I love, he's measured, he's experienced, he talks to players, obviously, because he's coaching a team and he instructs. And this is a couple of grabs. First one, what he had to say about players potentially leading with their heads.
Well, it's difficult to know where the heat's coming from sometimes. You need to be able to bend over and pick up the ball. But I think it is not the preferred technique to lead with your head. If you have two players coming from the opposite direction, one leads with his head and the other one turns his body to protect himself and to protect the ball because you're trying to deny your opponent a chance to get to the ball, the one leading with his head's going to come off second best. And that's not something that we want to promote.
Mm. So it's an interesting concept, isn't it? If you do lead with your head, players, rightly or wrongly, they'll see, well, if I go in head first, I'll be either protected or I'll get a free kick. And the players that have the right technique and turn their body to protect themselves and protect the ball so they can pick it up are often the blokes on the other end or the other side of it. He went on to talk a little bit further. Let's have a listen, because this is a really, once again, this is a really good explanation about how he instructs his players at Geelong.
The one leading with his head's going to come off second best. And that's not something that we want to promote. But there are instances where you don't have time to assess that. You're just bending over to pick it up. And I think that's what the rulemakers are saying. We need to protect that player. But this is a very fine distinction and very, very different to the way the game used to be played. And if there's one thing that we emphasise in our footy department, is that you have to get with the program. Please don't talk about the way the game used to be 10 years ago. It's changed, and it's changed for the better.
Mm. And that is what everyone is grappling with at the moment. Please don't talk to me about what the game was like 10 years ago, because it's a very different game and it's changed for the better. So think about, people still refer back to 20 years ago or 30 years ago in the 90s when you could just come barreling through and you could knock blokes out cold and it wouldn't be a report. What the game is saying right now, if you have your head down over the ball and you are looking at the ball, then you have to be, there's an element where we need to protect that player. Now, so what I'm saying is if that player, it's almost like who gets their head over the ball first. And that player, if he's got his head over it, you cannot come in at 100 miles an hour and just crash into him. I think that's what Chris Scott is saying. I think that's the way I envisage it. And as I've said earlier in the show, Zach Butters came through at 100 miles an hour and the ball deviated slightly and he took the ball and it was deemed to be fair. But I think that was a really, and it's the way Zach Butters plays. It was, when I say careless isn't quite the right word, but it is like, I'm coming through and I just only see the ball. I've got no regard for anything else, my safety or anyone else's, because I'm just totally focused on the ball. And when you go through at a million miles an hour, there were a lot of outcomes that could have happened. Fortunately, they didn't. But if the ball deviates slightly and Banfield is still over the ball and Butters comes through at that speed with that power, I just feel like there could have been a really nasty outcome. And we just have to be able to temper that slightly. Well, you can't come in at a million miles an hour because someone is going to get really badly hurt. And in the end, I'd say it was more good luck than good management that he didn't clean up Banfield. And if he had have cleaned up Banfield and Banfield was knocked out, that's 4 or 5 weeks on the sidelines for a player. So if I was Ken Hinckley, I would say to Zach Butters, and I know it was at a critical time of the game and it was hurly-burly and the adrenaline was flowing, but you just have to be careful because that was inches away from you having a month on the sidelines, I reckon.
I think I disagree with you completely. I've watched the two. And we're just using the two here because it's the two examples that are being used this week. Matt Crouch didn't make an attempt to pick the ball up. He attempted to pick the ball up after he made contact. Mm. You can see Zach actually going to grab the ball and he missed it and he got the player. You can actually see his hands closing over like he was picking up the ball. I feel like I can see the difference in both of them.
And I'm disregarding Matt Crouch because I'm back in, once again, 10 years ago, that's exactly what you were taught to do. Turn your body, protect where the ball is, then pick the ball up. Forget Matt Crouch.
Okay, so with Zach then, if you're saying to him, go in hard and try and pick up the ball, which he did do, and he missed the ball, and he collects someone, if he got suspended for that and he did the right thing.
No, what you watch that again, and you'll see Bailey Banfield is sort of middling the ball. The ball is right in front of him, and the ball deviates about 30 centimetres to his right. He then reaches out to try and grab the ball, and that's when Butters comes through like a steam train.
Yep.
If that ball,
so his hand's on the ball just before Butters collects him.
Yeah. So if that ball doesn't deviate and he stays in line with the ball and Butters stays in line with the ball as well,
yep.
he would collect Banfield head on at speed. And I just feel like if he did that, Banfield could have been injured. And that would have been a holiday for Zach Butters.
All right, 1300 736 736. Terry, you wanted to ask Bix a question in relation to this?
Yes, I do. I appreciate what you're saying, Bix, and I probably agree, even though I'm a Port supporter, but Port had up the ante at that point, as you'd well know, right? They're pushing hard for a way through that last quarter with a win. I wonder if you could take us through what he actually could have done and explain it in the same way you explain what he did wrong, what he could do right.
Well, I think you're making split-seconds decisions all the time. Am I going to get there before the opposition, or am I going to get there at the same time, or am I going to get there late? So in the end, Butters made a decision that said, I'm going to get there either first or at the same time, so I'm going a million miles an hour. I just feel like that's fraught with danger. Now, players live on the edge, and we've talked about Cozzy Pickett, who lives on the edge and has been suspended or reported 3 times in in 30 games. All I'm saying is I think it was more good luck than good management. The minute you make a decision that says, this is going to be really tight, I'm either going to get there a millisecond early or a millisecond late, and I'm going to take a punt on that, 50% of the time, you were going to end up on the other side of the coin.
I haven't played the game, but I don't think you've got time to actually make that decision. There's 157 left in the game, and they're going 100%.
But you, Jared, you make a million decisions a game. Do I go for the ball or do I tackle? Do I go to the contest or is my teammate going to get it? Am I going to go off? You are making millions of decisions the whole game. He just saw the ball, and this is what makes Zach Butters who he is. But all I'm saying is he might just need to temper that slightly, because if that ball bounces the other way, he's on the sidelines for 4 weeks. And I just don't think Port Adelaide would say to him, for that one contest, do you risk losing arguably your best player for a month? I'm saying, and to answer Terry's question, he just has to button off a little bit. He just has to slow down, because if you come in at a million miles an hour and collect someone with their head over the ball, you are having an extended holiday.
13 minutes past eight. Thank you for the call, Terry, as well. You can keep them coming in on 1300 736 736. Back after this.